South Africa has begun deploying soldiers across several provinces to support overstretched police in tackling violent crime, including illegal mining and gang activity. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. President Cyril Ramaphosa earlier announced that around 2,200 troops would be sent to five of the country's nine provinces most affected by crime. The year-long deployment is aimed at restoring order in high-risk areas. An initial group of soldiers was sent to parts of Gauteng, including Johannesburg, in March. A larger deployment began on 1 April, covering Eastern Cape, Free State, North West, and Western Cape. The move comes as South Africa continues to grapple with extremely high levels of violent crime. Official statistics show that between October and December 2025, an average of around 71 people were killed each day. In communities like Eldorado Park, a suburb south of Johannesburg plagued by gang violence, reactions to the military presence have been mixed. Some residents say patrols have brought a temporary sense of safety, while others fear the intervention could worsen tensions or fail to deliver lasting change. Security analysts warn that the army, trained for combat rather than community policing, may struggle to address the root causes of crime. Concerns have also been raised about the risk of excessive force and the country's historical sensitivities, given the military's role during the apartheid era. This is not the first time troops have been deployed domestically. In 2023, soldiers were used to combat illegal mining, and in 2021 they were sent in to help quell deadly unrest following the arrest of former President Jacob Zuma. While authorities hope the latest deployment will stabilize crime hotspots, experts caution that without long-term strategies addressing poverty, unemployment and organized crime, any gains may prove short-lived. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.